Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
So, Spiegs, I have been in an exploratory mood when it comes to what system I am using to watch television. I've been a Comcast guy for, 15 years? Like, I was Comcast cable. And I was looking to save a little bit of money because I had everything. You know, you have all the stuff. You got your Red Zone and all this stuff. And the price of cable television was a little too high for me. It reached the point where it was too high for me. Like, in principle, it was too high for me. So between that and everything that's happened with CHSN and being like, I can't watch the Bulls or the Hawks. I can't watch the White Sox if I don't move to something else. I understand, and we've said this before, our situations are different. If I were just college professor, Lawrence Holmes, I don't know if I would have made the move to do this for the games. But as a talk show host, we need to watch games.
Now, there is another way that you could do it, obviously.
Absolutely.
And I have done it that way. I have added the direct-to-consumer product that CHSN has offered. And because I, like you, I have to find a way. So I've added that on and piled that on to all the other subscription services that I pay for. Now, again, we can write that stuff off. It is part of the knowledge acquisition and the must watch stuff that you have to do. And also, in my particular case, living in the condo building that I live in, the Comcast internet and basic cable is part of my HOAs. So it's built into my HOAs. So, and my HOAs are a lot because downtown is, or in the South Loop is a lot. But anyway, the point is.
Is that right, Mr. Spiegel?
It's not what you think. Trust me. It's not what you think. The square footage is small. Yada, yada. It doesn't matter. But the point is, it's against my best interest to switch because the basic and the internet are built into my monthly nut already. So I just added the direct to consumer product, and I can't get that directly on the screen, but I can put it on the iPad and watch games, and I can cast it to the TV from there.
I initially
still not as convenient,
right?
Absolutely.
I initially went to YouTube TV, and I enjoyed their interface. But they didn't have CHSN, so it was pointless for me to go on with it. So I switched over to Fubo TV. I let it ride. I was like, let me try this for a month. And then I'm like, it's cheaper. Yes, I'm saving money, but I don't get to watch the things that I want to watch.
It's so weird. By the way, a texture says, Speaks sounds like a guy who can buy himself a ticket to Japan.
I know. The games aren't until next week.
Whatever.
Get yourself on a red eye tonight.
Oh, man, that's
so
funny.
I get Fubo TV.
Yeah, but you don't like it.
I actually don't like
you
it.
You don't like it.
I don't. And so I'm looking at other options on it, but I already have CHSN starred. You know, if I turn on the TV in the morning, there's a thing of, dude, hey, Mully and Haw are on your TV, and you can watch Mully and Haw, like all of that stuff with CHSN. But I was thinking about this because now DirecTV Stream is offering a bundle, and it's like a Chicago bundle that's gonna allow for, and you have to pay the surcharge for having CHSN, which I believe is $14.99 a month, which I'm totally fine with paying for that, and you have to pay a charge for it on Fubo TV anyway.
So it's a new local streaming package called My Home Team, and it lets you watch both Marquee and CHSN just in time for opening day. Now, that's not on the regular. You don't get it on your regular DirecTV dish system.
Well, DirecTV had a stream bundle before that was going to give people CHSN, and it was one of the things that the teams were saying, hey, you know, the White Sox and the Bulls and the Blackhawks were like, you know, you could just move on over and get yourself DirecTV Stream, and they're going to have us and all this stuff. This is a newer type deal.
It's a newer type of situation.
Yes, where they are offering you this, and they made mention of how they do have, like, the local channel, so if you like watching Channel 5, although I didn't see Channel 9, and that might be a deal-breaker for me if Channel 9 is not a part of this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, this thing, it's like, it's an add-on to DirecTV's My Sports Skinny Bundle, which launched in January with 24 markets, a full roster of national sports networks, so it's still like, it's an add-on to a sports bundle. This is all so freaking complicated, Lawrence.
The My Skinny one is the one that uses the agave instead of the regular cane sugar, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I think fruit. So. Monk fruit sweetener. Monk fruit.
Okay. And okay. Texter, who says, just get the getting over the air antenna. You don't understand the lack of convenience that adds to. When I watch games, I don't just watch the one game. I'm watching multiple games that are playing out.
Well, you got to. So you change the input button,
right?
You can hit the input button,
right?
But you're already changing a lot of stuff. Here's a texter who says, "I stream everything, and it drives me insane. Tonight for college basketball, I'll be flipping between the apps on my TV: ESPN, Peacock, Fox, and I think Paramount too.
Yes.
There's got to be a better way."
Eventually, this will all end up back in a bundle that is, they'll recreate cable television. That's kind of what's going on right now.
This is what Comcast has done. This is what they've done. And I don't know how much of it was by design or just like a scramble, but I can get all those apps within my Comcast. Except CHSN, I can't. So it's a pain in the ass. I got to do it on the iPad and cast it or something like that. But I can choose Hulu. I can choose all those different apps from within the Comcast interface.
Well, and I have kept Comcast cable because I found it to be great. I've had no issues with that. So I still have it. The whole reason that we even bring this up is to bring it to you. I think that there were a lot of people involved with CHSN who thought the pressure of the NBA, not specifically the Bulls, but the fact that NBA season was starting up would help kind of push folks who aren't us to change their provider and then maybe give them a little bit more leverage inside the negotiation. That hasn't happened. We're more than likely going to go through the entire bull season without them being on Comcast. That's a million households or whatever here in the Chicagoland area. And now baseball season's coming up. So you got Bulls and Hawks. They're going to pretty much go through their whole season without a big chunk of people in the area being able to watch them. And what you and I found out by listening to people who were calling in, folks that text us, folks that are inside the mob, is that there are a bunch of people that have really enjoyed the break. They've enjoyed the break while the Bulls and the Blackhawks figure themselves out.
That's the danger.
That's why I wanted to talk about it, because here we go.
Oh, man.
Now we're 2 weeks away. Uh-huh. Now we're 2 weeks away from baseball. And I think there were a lot of fans that were like, if you're a White Sox fan, you're like, I want to see how this plays out. And then let's see what happens how I feel,
man,
as April approaches.
You let people feel the break and you let them get accustomed to, say, going to YouTube the next morning and watching a 10 to 15 minute condensed version of the game, and then they're equipped to talk about it. It's not the real deal. It's not the actual flow. It's not the actual experience, but you can approximate it and feel like you are still connected to your team. Danger.
Well,
danger.
And if your team isn't expected to do anything, what is the impetus for you to then go out and make change? Like, if you're a Cub fan and this were happening with Marquis, like it did, maybe this year you're like, nah, I got to see the Cubs. They brought in Kyle Tucker. I'm down. Like, this is a team that's hopefully going to compete. If you're a White Sox fan, you might still feel...
Why bother right now?
Yeah, you might feel a little raw about it because you've already invested into one rebuild. This is you, this, and that was an emotional investment. This is an actual financial investment. This is you giving up some of your convenience. This is maybe you changing a provider.
Yeah.
All of this stuff, and you have to go, do I really want to?
When the teams themselves are this bad, it exposes the folly of the idea because the timing is just so brutal. The timing was just such a problematic component of the launch of that thing. But that those habits, sometimes the habits can die hard, but sometimes as society rolls forward and options are everywhere, and we're hearing from people, you know, like, started watching more movies, started talking to my family a little bit more. We started watching some things together. I've fallen out of love with the game. I mean, it coincides. Yeah. The Bulls thing.
That's the scary part.
Well, because look, I'll be honest. Like, regular season NBA basketball.
It's not your bag.
It is not. But it used to be my bag, Lawrence. A lot of times, and every once in a while it still is, if the matchup is viable, if the players are executing with passion,
like this weekend,
good stuff,
you had Lakers, Celtics. It was, you know,
man.
Luka going back to Boston.
Sure. Or just like if I flip on and the Warriors are on and I can watch them trying to figure out and lock in their chemistry as they head towards the playoffs, and it's some of my favorite players and a coach I have tremendous respect for, I'll watch them figure it out against just about anybody these nights.
That was one of my other issues with Fubo. Because, you know, you have your favorite channels that you go to, and I'm obviously watching the Bulls, and I was like, yeah, where's TNT? And I was like, oh, I don't have it. But I've got it over here.
Dude, how many times?
On this app. Uh-huh. But now I got to go out of this.
Oh, dude.
Then I got to go into that.
Do you know how many times I've been, like, in the bedroom, wife has fallen asleep, it's me and the remote control and the smart TV that's in there, and I watch Comcast via the Xfinity app. I watch Xfinity via the Xfinity Stream app on that smart TV. I got everything there. But then I'll be like, every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, man, I don't have this or I don't have that. And like, okay, is there an app for that? And I'll be going to grab the app and I'm trying to sign in on Fox Sports. Because there was a while, I don't know if you've had this experience, anybody's had it, the televisions are designed with planned obsolescence. So after about 5 or 6 years of owning a smart TV, all of a sudden, oh, look at that. The new Xfinity Stream app, you can't watch it on this television. You're going to have to buy a new television.
Correct.
Now.
Correct.
And so I had about a year where I didn't have it in the bedroom. Like, well, maybe I'll grab the TNT app or the Fox Sports app. And then I'm signing in. Let me scan the QR code with my phone while the wife is sleeping next to me. It's just like, it's all gotten so much more difficult and more difficult
convoluted
than it needs. Oh, man.
But there is a danger here. Danger! Mm-hmm. There's a danger here if you're CHSN, where now people have gotten used to not having you. And if you're a White Sox fan, you're kind of signing up for the misery of White Sox baseball. Is it worth it to you? Like, is it going to be worth it to people? I don't know, but I'm going to check this thing out. I'm gonna check out this DirecTV stream
thing.
I got to tell you, Speaks, the Comcast stream was a lifesaver.
Well, it's interesting because a texter says that DirecTV has just rolled out just now, like a homepage, a feature that rolls up all the apps into the home screen. So like if DirecTV wasn't doing that, maybe now there's an option. So maybe if you did get DirecTV, the dish, you could also be getting that DirecTV streaming smart bundle thing right there on your homepage, and you could go to it that way. But it's like, it's insane.
Porth just texted me, and he said that the DirecTV stream is great and that he just switched to it last week. So I've given Fubo a couple of months, and I'm even today I was frustrated. I was like, ugh, I gotta do something different. So this might be the move. And I get my situation is different from yours.
Oh no, but the relatability is out there for the people. Of just having to decide not to watch stuff. And just there's more people deciding to not watch it and take in sports a way that a lot of youngsters are taking it in these days, yeah. Which is to watch clips.
There's no doubt about it.
To see it clip, to see highlights and condensed games and such.
Feel free to text us what you feel about this, 312-644-6767. Or if you're in the Twitch stream right now and you want to hit us up inside the mob, feel free to do that too. When we come back, we are going to check on one of Shane's tattoos. It's next on The Score.